This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Thursday edition of Free Talk Live. If you're a long-time listener, you'll know our main host, Ian, he takes Thursdays off. So it's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
That's right. So you can call in, bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live. That's what we do. But I want to start off the show talking about a topic that, frankly, I think everybody has to think about at some point during their week: tipping. I guess we're not talking about cow tipping, Daryl. I know you're from Alabama, and maybe they do a little bit of that out there in the country.
I'm not from the country. I'm from the city in Alabama. Yes, Alabama has cities, and we're on the radio in some of those cities. I know you're from Florida, and you don't really know what a city is because you lived in the middle of nowhere.
I'm from the country. And you, talking like that, are from a city. It's just amazing. Nonetheless,
you're the only one that thinks that I sound like a redneck.
What? Do you guys tip in Alabama?
Waitresses, yes.
So, tipping, for me, is a confusing topic. If we're talking about tipping at restaurants, I get it. You know, people work for a living, you got to tip them. Yep, I'm down with tipping. There seems to be a growing movement to kind of tip everybody. You know, the serviceman comes out to take care of your refrigerator or whatever, you tip him. Somebody makes sure.
Person that cuts your hair.
Yeah, the person who owns the store, owns the shop that at which you get your hair cut. I think they expect a tip, but it used to be you didn't tip owners. You never tipped an owner. So, you know, tipping has evolved, and it's confusing. I just don't know what it's about, and I really do wish it would just go away.
Right, and there are some libertarians that they want it to go away, and they want it to go away so badly that to make sure it goes away, they refuse to tip.
Well, I wouldn't do that. I think that's a bad idea, and I think there's lots of people that want tipping to go away so badly they refuse to tip. I waited tables, and I can tell you, it ain't a great feeling to go there and clean up the table, and then there's no money. Thanks.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
Some of those people are just a-holes.
Yes.
But there's now one national restaurant chain that is doing something to make a lot of people happy. They are saying, we're going to get rid of tipping. The restaurant chain in question is Joe's Crab Shack, and they're testing this out at 18 of their over 130 restaurants.
Okay.
At this point, they do not have a timeline in place to implement the plan nationally, but the plan does come as there's a movement to remove tipping throughout U.S. restaurants. And something that's not mentioned in
this
article.
This isn't the first restaurant to get rid of tipping, but
it's the first national restaurant to get rid of tipping.
All right.
There have been locally owned restaurants that say, you know, no tipping here, but there's never been a national chain. But one thing that's not mentioned in this article is that tipping seems to be pretty much just a U.S. sort of thing now, to where if you go to Europe and you leave the waiter a tip, they're going to be confused. They're like, what's this?
I don't think they're going to be confused here. I think that where Americans go regularly, the expectation of tipping has grown quickly, right? Like, oh, Americans just leave extra money around. Let's serve them. And that's what, you know, some people claim that tipping stands for to ensure prompt service. Maybe that's it. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know.
That sounds like a backronym to me.
It sounds like that to me, too, but it doesn't really make a difference. Whatever. I think it does ensure prompt service.
Right. The article here.
I used to, when I'd go to bars, I'd go out to, you know, clubbing and that sort of thing. And this was back when a dollar for twisting the cap off of a beer was a good amount. I would, you know, I'd tip a dollar for every beer I got. Every beer the bartender went and turned the cap on for me. And that bartender would make sure I got my beer before everybody else did. So, yeah, it worked in that sense.
Yeah. So they continue here that says that the test locations, Joe's Crab Shack is paying some workers a minimum of $12 an hour, but did not specify how much those workers were making previously. They also don't say that they're paying all of their workers a minimum of $12 per hour. It doesn't say what the minimum wage at Joe's is now going to be.
I don't think it really matters. I mean, you know, Joe's has to find out what the minimum wage is to get good service for their customers. And this is not a low-end restaurant either.
Right. I just, you know, the way they worded this, they word it in such a way to where it makes it sound as though everybody's making at least $12 an hour, but it just says some are making at least $12
an hour.
Well,
you got your little red pen. Go on.
The company says that they've only raised menu prices by about 20% to compensate for the higher labor cost, and initial surveys have shown improved service.
Why would you raise it anything more than 20%? I mean, like 20% at this point, it used to be 15% and not on the tax when I was a kid. Now it's 20%. All right, but that is pre-tax. Fine. So they raised the, you know, why would they raise it anything more than that?
Well, because when you're doing the math in your head of a minimum wage tipped employee makes $2.13 per hour from the company. Well, now we're paying them somewhere near $12. 12 is a lot more than 20% higher than 2.
Okay.
So when you're just looking at the numbers, it makes it appear
here's my prediction.
It's going to be, you know, need to be a lot higher of an increase.
Here's my prediction. Waiters and waitresses are going to be making less at the Crab Shack.
Yes, because they're not going to be getting tips. When I worked in Texas at a car wash, I made more money in tips. You muted me instead of yourself there, Mark. But I made more money in tips than I did in salary working at a car wash where I was getting $7.25 an hour from the company.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it at all. It could really make a difference.
So the chief executive officer of the company says, "We believe that consistently great service should always be included in the menu price. So we are taking the responsibility for paying the service staff."
And it used to be. Tipping resulted in sort of the Great Depression. Restaurants just couldn't...
Tipping resulted in the Great Depression?
It resulted from the Great Depression because restaurants couldn't afford to pay wait staff. So they basically told the customers, "Hey, you want wait staff, you're going to have to pay them." And that's what tipping, you know, that was tipping. And then this $2.13 an hour they get, you got to admit, that's almost nothing.
Right. So the way I look at tipping, and I really wish that more things were done on sort of a commission basis, and that's really what tipping is. You're giving the waiter commission on how well they did at serving you.
Would you like to commission the cooks, too? So that you get your burger exactly the way you want? Because the waiter or waitress asks you, you know, do you want that medium, medium well, well done? How do you want it? All they do is wander in the back and tell the cook how they want it. The cook is the one who does it. Do you want to tip them? How about the guy who makes your salad? How about the one who takes out the garbage afterwards? Do you want to commission everybody?
Okay, so I'm not eating salad at a restaurant, but I certainly do believe that the cook should wind up being compensated for doing a very good job.
Well, no one's proposing that they shouldn't be compensated. One's proposing to get rid of a complicated and historically anachronistic practice of tipping. Like, when I go to a restaurant, I'd like to know what I'm going to pay. Rather than sort of guessing and playing math games and all these things, I just don't know.
So when I go to a restaurant, if I have to ask for refills, then I'm knocking a little bit off of the tip.
Sure, everybody does.
If I've got to sit there and wait on you to come by to take my order instead of you popping over and saying, hey, I'll be right with you.
Sometimes they're busy, you know?
Sometimes they are busy. I understand that. But if I've got to sit there and wonder, where's the waitress?
What are your thoughts on tipping? Should we get rid of it? You know, are you happy that this this restaurant, what's it called, the Crab Shack?
Joe's Crab Shack.
Joe's Crab Shack is getting rid of tipping. Give us your thoughts. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I, for one, will not miss it. Free Talk Live.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out. Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheened.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in. We've been talking about tipping here on Free Talk Live, and I frankly, as far as practice goes, I could do without tipping generally. But Daryl, you seem to like the practice.
I like the practice of compensating people for doing a job and doing the job well.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what everybody who doesn't like tipping, we don't want people compensated. Absolutely.
No, I'm not saying that you don't want the people compensated, but I might find their labor to be worth a different value than you find their labor. So I would pay them differently than you would pay them.
What if you want a discount? Like a discount you can get from ProXPN. Doesn't their labor count for something? I mean, for God's sakes, they're practically giving it away here with a discount, with a coupon code, FTL50. And nobody's crying over the hardworking people at ProXPN, because what they do is they make it possible for you to surf the web anonymously without oversight. And this can solve a lot of problems. So they encrypt all of your data before it even gets to your ISP. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux. Setup's easy. Unlike other virtual private networks, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatever. So ProXPN, they've got even more servers now around the world so that it's faster and you've got more security. They've integrated Nonkly.com to mask your emails, and that only comes with a premium account. So they accept credit cards and even Bitcoin. If you use the coupon code FTL50, you get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can end up being even cheaper, you know, per month than one of them fancy cups of coffee you get at those stores. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to proxpn.com now, use coupon code FTL50, and take back the privacy that is your right. Let's go to the phone. We've got Chris calling in from Indiana. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Chris. Gentlemen.
Hey, how are you?
I'm plugging along. First of all, just to be on point, I have another subject to talk about, but just to be on point, that's an interesting subject that you bring up, Mark, about the tipping thing. Like, I always thought, like, oh, compensate the waiter or waitress, but it's like, yeah, I mean, shouldn't they kind of share the compensation thing with the cook and the person who takes out the garbage? You know, I never really thought about that. It's an interesting point.
Oftentimes, they'll compensate the bus person, who the bus boy, as they were known at one point, for basically bus boys do, to some extent, the server's job, portion of the server's job, so they would tip them, too.
There are some restaurants where they will do tip splitting to where the cooks get, like, 10 or 20% of all the tips. And
I've never seen that.
Yeah, that's one of the things. Hooters actually does that, to where the cooks wind up getting a portion of tips.
Good.
Okay. Well, what I really called in about, I'm totally serious about this. I don't know if anyone's ever brought this up on your show, but I just came across this like 3 days ago, and I'm totally convinced that the Earth is flat.
The Earth is flat.
Do you guys know about this Flat Earth Society? There's a lot of people in it.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. I haven't taken it terribly seriously. I assumed they were just fooling around.
I've watched some videos on YouTube, and I'm actually glad that somebody that honestly believes this has called into the show, because I have questions. Please explain to me sunsets in conjunction with time zones and how that works with the Flat Earth.
Like I said, I just got into this like 3 days ago. I didn't even hear, but why is it that how high you go, no matter how high you go, the horizon is at eye level, no matter how high you go? Because the horizon would disappear if at eye level. If you went, like, you know, 73 miles up or whatever.
I've never been 73 miles up.
No, but you stay outside of an airplane, and the horizon is still at eye level.
Those are at 30,000 feet, not
30,000 feet, like about 5 miles.
I know, it's like 6 or 7 miles, yeah. But
okay.
Still, there have been people that have put cameras up, like, that are connected with balloons and stuff, that have gone that far. And the horizon is still at eye level. And I just don't understand. I mean, that's the only way you could explain it, is that the Earth is flat. NASA.
No, there's some artistic, I forget the name of it, but there's some artistic thing that explains that. It's like in the paintings. Yeah, there's some perspective thing with paintings. A lot of times, if the eyes are done correctly in a painting, they will follow you wherever you go. That's not because the eyes on the painting are moving. That's because the way they're drawn, and it's that art perspective something another that I forget the actual term of.
Well, why don't they let us travel into Antarctica then? Because there's an Antarctic treaty. Because you understand, right? Have you seen a map like the United Nations flag has the actual map, and Antarctica is the perimeter of the globe, the flat Earth. Antarctica is the perimeter of it. I mean, that's not on the flag. It's a reef that surrounds the flat Earth. But that actual flag has the actual flat Earth map on it. I mean, I don't know if that's... And NASA... Well,
flags aren't spherical. Flags aren't spherical. So they can't put a sphere on a flag because flags are flat.
Right, and I've seen maps that it shows the Earth, like horizontal, and there's just like a line of ice at the top that would be the North Pole area, and then the line of ice at the bottom.
I don't find the UN to be particularly convincing.
The Mercator projection map has a line of ice at the top that's the Arctic Circle, and then a line of ice at the bottom that is the Antarctic Circle. That doesn't mean that the Earth is a big giant rectangle floating in space.
Rectangle? I never said there.
No, the Mercator projection map is a rectangle.
I'm not talking about that map.
I know. I'm talking about another map that shows the Earth being flat and saying that you can't...
His point is, Chris, that you have seen a picture on a flag and you believe that to be in some way, shape, or form indicative of something. Daryl is saying he has seen a picture on a map and that he does not believe this is indicative of something. So therefore, your the thing that you're seeing on the flag isn't necessarily the true shape of the Earth. Does that make sense now?
Look, there is another map that has that I'm not just talking about the UN map. There is a color map that has a circular map just like that one, but it has all this color in it. And the North Pole, Greenland, or whatever, is actually in the middle of the map, and Antarctica is the complete perimeter of the circle.
Okay. And that
look it
you
up.
Think that
look up flat Earth map and you'll see what I'm talking about.
I got it. I get right it. Up. It does. I understand. You asked me why they don't let you go to Antarctica, and I'd say the reason they don't let you go to Antarctica is the same reason they don't let you, hike certain mountains, because they're going to have to go down and save your butt if you do. Also,
no,
different countries.
No, but there's a treaty saying you can't go there, and it's not even reviewable until 2041.
No, there's a treaty saying that you can't colonize there.
People have been arrested trying to go there.
You can see it. You could go take a cruise and look at it. Is that enough? 855 450 free. Free Talk Live.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Okay, it's Free Talk Live, and you can call in about whatever you want, including tipping or for Flat Earth Society. It's up to you. 855-450-3.
If we all go to one edge of the flat earth, will it tip over?
I don't know the answer to that. It would be tipping, though. It's tipping adjacent conversation. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can save. This holiday season, you're going to be buying things. You're buying things every day anyway. But you can save money on just about everything that you need. Oh, I thought of something you can't buy on Amazon.
Hookers?
I haven't. That would be so much trouble for my life if I did that.
Can't buy them on Amazon, though.
Okay, well, there you go. Hookers, produce, and new cars. Or old used cars. You can't get cars on Amazon. So there are some things you can't save 20, 30, 40% on.
You save 45 on something.
It's true. You start out at 15 at saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. Go get your account. Fund it with Bitcoin. That's the trick. You got to use Bitcoin. You got to get Bitcoin and use it at saveatpurse.com. They've got a way to buy it there. The markup is hefty, so I would recommend funding your account. Saveatpurse.com. Let's go to Aaron calling in from Philadelphia. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, how are you doing?
Good. Are you pro-tipping or anti-tipping, Aaron?
I think that was completely absurd. The Earth has to at least have a thickness in order to have gravity.
I meant tipping at restaurants. So I got it. You believe that the Earth is round. Okay.
Right. Sorry. Tipping
or at least
restaurant.
Cubicle.
It's a cone. It's clearly a cone.
I'm pro-tipping for the fact that it's untaxable. I'd rather have my payment in cash and then not declare it. But
it's good enough reason for me. I'm converted. Go ahead.
I wanted to call about Neanderthals just to change the topic to something I think is a little interesting to me.
Would Neanderthals tip at a restaurant?
Probably not, but because they wouldn't understand what was going on. The point I wanted to make is that Neanderthals were discovered a long time ago at a time before genetic sequencing. They look distinctly different from humans, and therefore they classify them as a different species.
They're distinctly different? I mean, they look pretty close.
Well,
they've got the forehead thing with the bulging forehead.
Heavy brows, sloping forehead.
Distinctly different as in, like, a Dalmatian is different from a German Shepherd.
Okay.
You'd be able to tell the difference, but they're both dogs.
All right.
In this case, they thought that it was one of our ancestors, and and then more recently, they've been able to sequence Neanderthal DNA as well as human DNA and find that they have interbred. The reason that's significant is because one of the definitions of being a different species is that you can't reproduce together and produce viable offspring.
Right. So not entirely a different species.
It seems to indicate that they weren't a different species, that they stemmed from the same species. They diverged to different areas, had a different evolutionary trajectory, similar to a Dalmatian and a Chihuahua or various other, or polar bears and black bears are a good example. One's white, one's black. They've had completely different behaviors developed to survive in different environments, but they're perfectly capable of interbreeding and producing a crossed offspring.
Okay.
However.
Is that where we get pandas?
So they've reconverged over time, and we've had a much more homogenized society or world. And the point I'm trying to make, I guess, is that Neanderthals and Homo africanus were simply...
That's us?
No, I mean, well...
No, we're Homo sapiens. Yeah.
At the time, they were the group of people in Africa that were similar to us, or most similar, they believe we descended from directly.
Okay.
Were not different species, but different races, as we would classify them today.
Okay.
So the difference between Neanderthals and the median human genome, there's a wider range in the human genome today than there was difference between the average human and the Neanderthal. They fall within the view of human DNA.
Okay. I'm sold. Neanderthals are a race, not a species. All right.
Okay. So
today we call them the French.
That region.
My question becomes then, when we talk about differences in races, when you look into the past, you can say that Neanderthals had a larger brain and were larger, and nobody calls that racism.
Are they taller?
They're certainly shorter than we are today, so there's other aspects. They were roughly, I think it was 5.5 to 6 feet. Like, they're not that big.
Yeah, but they're barrel-chested.
They were large. They were robust.
Yep.
They were designed to survive in colder environments and absorb sunlight through their skin better to produce vitamin D. But when we talk about race today, as we've integrated all these different groups, because it wasn't just the Neanderthals, there was other groups like this that had somewhat separated, that there's... Everybody's calling racism, and I don't understand the difference between looking at it historically and saying we have different classifications among groups, and today, now that the classification is much more fuzzy, everybody gets really defensive about it.
Yeah, so, I've gone to the Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C. They're very clear there that race is a human construct as opposed to a scientific construct. So you're saying that if that's the case, then science should recognize that Neanderthal, there's nothing particularly unique about Neanderthal. It's just a form of human being that was integrated. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that's what happened, but that's what happened apparently from the genetic history. But
so what is what's the actual question of why is it not racism to say that Neanderthals were human, but it is racism to say that certain ethnic groups are more prone to get arrested?
No, it's why isn't it racism to say Neanderthals had larger brains?
Okay. Ah, the old Cantwell question.
I was trying to allude to it without actually saying it out loud.
I wouldn't.
Are you alleging that because they had larger brains,
that they're smarter?
That they're smarter, that they're less prone to commit a crime, they're less prone to be assaulted by a police officer, they're less prone to have a legislative body make a law specifically designed to target them, to arrest them for anything, that they have more rights or fewer rights than somebody else?
Of course not.
Because that's really the thing, to where when you get into it with the people that call themselves race realist, and I saw a brilliant quote online earlier today that said, race realism is to racism what creation science is to creationism, where basically you're couching whatever you're promoting in a more gentle term. But the thing with the people that promote this race realism is they're not going to say that somebody has fewer rights. They'll just say they're genetically inferior.
I think I see what you're saying, but inferior is simply a value judgment. And in biology, we say that certain groups were inferior at surviving.
Hitler said that certain groups were inferior and needed to be executed.
So, but you would agree that the Neanderthals were better adapted to surviving in their environment, and then the other groups were better adapted to surviving in their environment.
Yeah, and the Inuits are better adapted to surviving in 20 foot of snow in Alaska in the middle of August than somebody that was born and raised in Tahiti. It doesn't make one person, you know, a more equal member of society. It doesn't give them more rights. It doesn't give them fewer rights. It just means that they are able to do something a little bit better.
Right. So I think the problem comes when you start to say that people are worse at this society, and they take it.
Oops, Aaron, I'm kind of losing you there. Thank you for the call. I do appreciate it, and I don't mind talking about this at all. The number is 855-450-3733, or you can use Skype like Aaron did, lrn.fm, 855-453-lrn.fm. Free Talk Live. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and we are all over the board tonight, from Neanderthal genetics to the Flat Earth Society to tipping. You can call in and share your opinion on any of these or anything else. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Or on Skype, actually. You can call us on Skype. The username is lrn.fm. Let's go to Tim, calling in from Wyoming. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, thanks for taking my call, gentlemen.
Sure.
You were talking earlier about the flat Earth and evolution and other things came into the came into the subject as well. I was actually enjoying the tipping thing, and your last caller was thinking tipping as far as the Earth, and I thought that was kind of a strange segue, but not exactly. The thing I was going to mention about tipping, actually, I wanted to call in about the horizon, et cetera. But the thing I thought about is tipping. I was working in a restaurant, my second job ever, and I got $140 in tips one night.
And wow.
That was as a busboy.
Did you keep your pants on?
I couldn't understand. But they had handed me an envelope at the end of the night, and I said, what is this? And I looked at it, and I said, oh, my God. Where's this? Are you firing me?
Severance?
Is this my pay for the week or something? I said, wow. No, it was a huge banquet that had been going on, and everybody. I was the low end of the totem pole. I mean, I was the last person hired in the place. So, and for me to get $140, I thought that was ridiculous. But that's one of the reasons that there's such a huge amount of, well, okay, I'm not against what people do with their own time and their own bodies and whatever else. I'm a libertarian, but I mean, that's one of the reasons that so many people do drugs in restaurants. I mean, because they have all that money to spend. If they want to spend it on that, they can. So, but
no, all right.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, it's a valid thing to spend your money on. If you want to spend your money on, you know, buying cars or speedboats or cocaine from Colombia, who knows? I mean,
I wonder what the cooks would hate the servers over if the cooks and the servers got paid the same thing.
Oh no, these cooks were getting a lot of money. In fact, I think that same night, one of the cooks, who was the best one in the restaurant, I think he got about $700.
Wow. So that's great.
The servers probably get hit on more than the cooks do, so that would be their dispute.
Have you seen the cooks?
Well, okay, no value judgment here. The way they look either way, it was, I really don't have an opinion on it. I was the guy washing dishes.
So what do you think? Should we keep tipping or get rid of it?
I think tipping is a good thing, and I think that the tax-free aspect of it is great, except for, now, in Wyoming, I'm not sure how they do it, but I'm pretty sure that, I know that in California, this is the way it was when I left California, they were actually making people declare a certain, they were saying,
In Florida, we had to declare our tips too as income. Sure.
Yeah, it was something like 20%. I think they said you have to actually add on an extra 20% onto your supposed income.
They just decide how much it is. Okay.
Right. Even if you don't make that much money, if you're like I said, the low end of the totem pole, and you get next to nothing, they still make you pay an extra. They say that you're actually making an extra 20% over what you're really making, but that's another subject. But the thing you were talking about earlier, you got onto the flat Earth idea. Now, I was watching a YouTube video of an amateur rocket flight. Now, the amateur rocket flight went up to something like 75,000 feet.
All right.
With a camera on it. And, I mean, they went, I'm not saying the Earth is flat. I don't agree with that. But, I mean, they went up into the,
stratosphere? Stratosphere?
The stratosphere, right. I was going to say the upper reaches of the atmosphere. I'm not sure the titles of all the names of all the lakes.
All I know is troposphere, stratosphere, ionosphere, and I think I'm about done. Exosphere.
But it was probably, it was up there in the, up in the thinnest regions of the atmosphere. But then it came, it went all the way, it was about 11 or 12 minute video. It went all the way up, and you could see, from the pinpoint of where it went up to the upper reaches of the atmosphere and then all the way back down. And they found the rocket and it actually landed somewhere near, it was within a couple miles of where they actually launched it from.
So pretty impressive. So did the Earth look flat or not from up there? You're killing me.
No.
There was a curvature.
Sorry to keep you in suspenders here, so to speak. The Earth looked like it was pretty round to me. From what I could see, it looked like a big blue bubble covering the atmosphere, or covering the Earth, really. And
problem solved.
It was like 75,000 feet. It was pretty far up.
Thanks for the call, Tim. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Speaking of claiming tips, Daryl, there used to be a card that the Libertarian Party would hand out.
Yeah, and you can actually still get it from the website lpstuff.com. And the card says, "Thank you for providing good service to me."
This is a card that you would leave with a tip.
It's not a tip. It's a gift. "Thank you for providing good service to me. In appreciation of your efforts, I choose to make this gift to you. I am permitted by the tax code to make income tax-free gift transfers to family, friends, and others as long as they do not exceed $12,000 per year. Because this is a gift and not a tip, you do not need to report it as income on your tax return."
Oh, I love that. So, I like that part. Let's go to Glenn calling in from Philadelphia. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello, gentlemen. Neanderthals are lousy tippers. The Earth is a stellated dodecahedron. And mandatory tips that are like locked in, put on your bill, like we tip at 15% and add it to every bill. That should be totally disallowed because then it is no longer a gratuity.
It's a fee.
Yeah. So don't tell me I'm giving a tip if you're. Would you just blend it into the prices or whatever? Don't piss me off because I now don't have control over my gratuity.
I can tell you that the restaurant that I worked at, you would always, if it was a party of six or more, or eight or more, I can't remember what the number is, six or eight, then at that point the server was allowed to just take their 15%, just add 15% onto the tab. And the suggestion is that Once the group gets large enough, people begin to get kind of slippery on how much they're going to tip. You know, if one person sits at a stool, they eat their eggs and toast, you know who it was, you know that they either tipped or they didn't tip. But if, you know, the family of three that's in the group of 12 decides not to tip, it gets very confusing and that sort of thing. So apparently there's some kind of, human study there.
Well, and then you also have the people that are bad at math, and they'll like throw in $5 on something where you know they ordered a $12 meal, and then the person that got the check handed to them by the waiter only had like a $2 cheeseburger, and they wind up paying like $20 because people didn't throw in enough money and everybody walked away.
Yeah, that happens.
Right. Well, tipping is fraught with all sorts of problems. If you work in an establishment that sells alcoholic beverages, you can't stand teetotalers. You know, that's because they don't. The bill doesn't get built up with a drink.
Sure.
People who work in fancy restaurants and the servers have to wait on fewer people per shift, but make more money than the person who's beating their brains out in the noisy pancake house with kids in high chairs. And
I always feel terrible for the breakfast waitresses. Man, they work just as hard for half as much.
Or harder.
Harder, yeah. They have to get up early to do it.
If you're going to work a pancake house, do it at like a bar closing time. You know, wait in the bar, day after bar, or Sunday morning, or they rake in pretty good tips. And I'll tell you, I worked as, a cashier, I worked in retail, I did all kinds of jobs, and the people and the waitresses were always making more money than me.
There you go.
There's a restaurant that I go to every Tuesday night for trivia. And I feel bad for the waitress, or actually the bartender, because she's not getting turnover. She's got the same people sitting at her bar all night long.
Oh, they're drinking,
right?
Yes, they're drinking, but they're not necessarily drinking as much or tipping as much as if the bar were turning over all night.
Okay.
So Tuesday night, she enjoys working, but like she doesn't make as much money on Tuesdays as she does the
rest
of the week.
Nobody makes money on Tuesdays.
Yeah, averaging game. Well, it's an averaging game then, but I went broke trying to live on tips, and then besides, I got tired of the G-string chafing.
G-string chafing, that's funny. Thanks for the call, 855-450-3733.
That's a stripper joke.
It is. The suggestion is that Glenn was a stripper.
Yes.
Yeah. I got it. Thanks. Your thoughts, tipping. Should it stay or should it go? 855-450-3733. I guess you should have a reason to.
Just the tip.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, termites and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable